HV Mobile.
Simpsonville.
Doing pretty good. It's W4NTQ and I am Simpsonville. I've been working on a 2-meter rig here. It's as strong as it should be there. And I call it always this. At 9 o'clock, all right. I am talked enough to get my throat cleared out. But anywho, just wondering if I'm getting into the repeater strong over.
Oh, yeah, you're sounding real good over there. I'm mobile, so I'm not sure if I'm coming through nice and clear, but you got basically full quiet and going on. No problem receiving you there at all.
All these pile of junk hooked together working. I haven't had time to work on them much. Been doing a little other stuff and playing these. I've been going shortwave and backing up, and I know a few of the. Been a long time, about 75 years now.
You've been a ham for 75 years?
Sometime between World War II and the Korean War, I got my license. And I've worked a lot of 2-meters before you got in and this other stuff, so much. I have talked to enough people today to get my phone cleared out. I was sitting here waiting before the 9 o'clock dead. One thing I was doing. But anyhow, I'm a retired newspaper I've printed newspapers for about 50-some years in North Carolina before I moved down to Simpsonville.
That's super impressive. I always have had a fascination for the old printing presses that would, you know, crank out maybe one sheet at a time, and you'd stand there to operate it. And you'd have to put a piece of paper in every time, and it would, like, roll the ink across the plate, and then come up and pull the ink off the plate, press it on the paper, and then you'd have to grab that piece of paper and put the clean piece of paper in. And I think those machines are super cool.
I've run 20,000 newspaper presses. I started off with hot type presses, 8-page presses, and over the years we switched over to offset printers, 24-page, 3 or 4 color pictures on them and all that other stuff. But I've quit all that. I'm too old to mess with it anymore, and so I moved out here to Southeastern, to my daughter's house, or close to it, in Simpsonville, and he started retiring and trying to learn how to do other things. So,
a few more years until I get to retire here, but... You know, I'm sure that I'll be enjoying it when it rolls around. So what kind of things are you getting into now?
One thing is, in my time, newspapers and ham radios and all. I don't hear very good anymore. But newspaper jobs there. And also, I was in the Naval, in the Coast Guard Reserve and the Naval Reserve. And I was a torpedoman and a gunner's mate. So they didn't do my ears any good either. So I gotta have to pick who I listen to or who I can understand. I'm 99 years old.
Copy that. I hope you're not having any difficulty understanding me. Did I hear that right? You said you were a torpedo man. What is that?
Yes, talking a little slower. There, I am that much talking today. I've been doing a thing here with friends, family, and all that other stuff. They going one way, and I'm going one way, and I'm trying to get my radios working to hook together and all that junk. But anywho, I'm learning how to run this mess. I used to talk over the ham radio and forgot the frequency. So I'll let you go, and if everything's working, I'm all. Sit here and wait for the 9 o'clock Greenville net to come on. But thanks a lot, Ed. Hell's easy, by the way. Easy dog, dog, I'm easy.
Over. I guess I've reached my destination now, and I will probably see you or hear you on the net at 9 o'clock. This is KQ4QHV, and I'm clear.
Thank you, sir. This is WONDQ.